You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. It's the new Googling yourself, querying your name with an artificial intelligence chatbot, and seeing what it spits out. Many large language models like ChatGPT and Bard are trained on data from the internet, so they've encoded text about individuals, especially public-facing ones. But as we know, they don't always stick to the facts, something that's particularly troubling when it comes to your name on the internet. That's why engineer Silver Keskula founded the website haveibeenencoded.com. It makes it easy to check in one place what different chatbots are saying about you.
These large language models have a lot of potential, so it's already obvious that they're going to change the search space. They're actually saving people a lot of time because you don't have to go through all the links when you like search on Google or something like that. So I think they will become very popular. The things that are coming out of the large language models are not always true. And so what does that mean for me as an individual? First of all, am I okay with the companies that are building large language models actually responding to questions about me? And secondly, when they do, like, is that information correct? And do I have any say in whether that information is correct?
I mean, this seems to raise some obvious questions about whether we need mechanisms to correct or delete what these things say about us.
I think certainly so, because first of all, I think there's a large group of individuals who already have rights that can apply in this case as well. So people in European Union have the right to be forgotten. I think when we have enough people who are giving a clear signal that this is what they want, at some point the policies might actually start speaking into this. And so I can give you some stats, for example. So from all the people that are signing up to the service, 33% of them have said, I do not want AIs to give responses about me. So maybe not everyone is really excited about getting those models to start answering questions about them, at least at this point in time.
But at this point, there's not really any way to opt out, right?
Yeah, exactly. So initially, it's just to establish like what is the sort of general feeling of people, like are they okay with these models actually answering about them or not? There is an example of something very similar working in the context of generative models in visual space. So the Stable Diffusion model as such that creates this beautiful art based on just these text inputs. There was actually a group, what they did was create a site called haveibeentrained.com, and where you artists can sign up and just say that they don't want their work to be used in training these models. And one of the big companies leading that space, Stability AI, said that they will respect those decisions. When people sign up there, they will actually remove their data from the training process. And so there is already an example of this working in a space where the regulation is really unclear.
Silver Keskula, founder of Have I Been Encoded. Daniel Shin produced this episode. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.